Well, he didn't have hot water out there. Well, we kept far in that stove from the time I got there until about 2:30. Well, I'd leave when I got through with dinner. But I'd fill that kettle up and put a couple of sticks of wood in the stove. That's an order. If he wanted hot water, he could come get it. Or if he come around there and didn't have it, it wasn't hot enough, he'd leave his pitcher, and when I'd get the water hot, I'd fill that pitcher up and carry it out to the office room.
And then you said you had cornbread twice a day, so you had it at breakfast, and then you had it again when?
At dinner. At dinner we had the hot water cornbread. You made it out in pond. You scald it and use thing in it but salt. And you'd scald that with boiling hot water. I'd let the hydrant run and get up some, put it in my hand, make pond, while the print of your fingers would be on their breath. Put it in a pan, grease your pan. Put a little grease over top of it, stick it in the stove. When it's brown, it's done already. All they had to do was brown.
Well, did you ever, if you ever had a fish to eat, what kind of cornbread would you make then? Did you make anything out of cornmeal to go with your fish?
You can make that hot water bread. That's good for fish.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever make any, like, by frying, dropping it in deep fat or something? Put a little onion and bell pepper. A little pepper in there and little balls of it and drop it down there?
No, I have never made it.
What about hush? Hush puppies?
No, I haven't made no hush puppies.
You ever heard of them?
Yes, they have them around here at these, I can get them up here at Dairy Queen and different little places. Round the house, what they call hush puppies, and then you can get them in the stove streets. All you have to do is they heat them over.
But you never had made any at home?
No, I haven't.
Well, did you ever make cornbread that was about an inch thick or so, you know? Mm-hmm. Did you cook in the oven or something?
Mm-hmm. That's called an egg cornbread.
How'd you make that?
Well, I use it. It's causing how many you're going to prepare for. Well, you use your meal, salt, soda, and your baking powder, your lash you put in there. That's so you'll have your pan with grease in it in the stove, heating. When you put that baking powder in there, then you're ready to put it in the pan to put it in the stove. And you maybe might add 2 tablespoons of flour in it. That kind of make it be puffy and not gummy. It just rise up just as pretty as anything you want to. Now this was all done on a wood stove. We didn't have no gas in those days. That was a wood stove. When I left Dr. Thomason, they had a wood stove. He had 23 years. It was a buck.
Well, did you ever, like, on that stove, in front of the fireplace, make any kind of anything out of cornmeal that you cook on a board in front of the fireplace?
That's called ash cake.
You know how to make those?
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that?
Well, it's a scarlet meal, put salt in it, and scald it now. Ash cake, they take them, save the raisin collards. Got enough to get a collard leaf, a wife,